gentlemen. This is Hawk coming to you live. It's 4/9/2020. That's real interesting. 2 minutes before I got my call to connect up with Skype, I was connected to Skype just fine. Everything was going great, and I double-checked it and the whole nine yards. And then my satellite uplink company, which are great people, they called me, and then I even saw the call on the Skype. The minute I clicked on it, the Skype went kablooey and disappeared. So I'm going to tell you what. Right now, then I just make the bold statement I've already told you is that we're under martial law. We are under martial law. And I'm just going to tell you what. I'm going to start this out, and I'm going to say it this way. Because it's right out of Luke 21, and it says, you know, great earthquakes shall be in diverse places, and famines and pestilence and fearful sights, and great signs there shall be from heaven. But before all of these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, and delivering you up to the synagogues and the prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. Okay? And then I'm going to tell you the other part. Verse 16, Luke 21. And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not an hair of your head perish. In your patience possess ye your souls. So up in verse 16, 17, and then in 18, and then in 18 they say, or yeah, 17, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But then in 16 it says, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. All right, well, what did you do to get put to death? Well, I guess you were out past curfew when the Coley, Louisiana police down there in the rice country. You know, somebody ought to come down there and do the fade no dough on your head there. High sheriff and then the police jury and all the people playing the purge. Or the people L.A. County Sheriff, they got a guy on a paddleboard by the Huntington Pier or something, or the Santa Monica Pier, and there's nobody around, and they've got five boats, swift boats, and 75 deputies of hut, and they lay the law down on him. Or like in Greenville, Mississippi, scumbag mayor, Greenville, Mississippi, and any cop who did that in Greenville, who issued a ticket at his behest, every single one of those tickets should be bought by the preachers who were giving a sermon, holding a service, and people in their car, they were doing it with a loudspeaker in their own private cars under executive order of Greenville, Mississippi. Horse hockey. I'm going to tell you what. You better change your sheriff to sweet in all these places. Because I'm going to tell you, they're not under the Constitution. They're not following the law. Then what else have I been seeing here? What else have I been seeing? And I told you the other day, New Jersey, you know. So here it is. New Jersey is using drones to make sure to overlook if you're doing social distancing properly. And then they're sending teams of police if you're not, with all provided. And they had a guy that Kilmeade interviewed this morning on Fox, named Brett Milosevic, defense strategic advisor to the White Fox, White Fox defense drone deal or something like that. Oh, and the drones are the wave of the future. We've got to get these put in. We can do all this. Well, let me tell you what. I'm going to tell you what there, buddy. Old Brett Nazi, or excuse me, Ruski Volosevich. Risky Milosevic. And he's talking about, well, we need drugs to deliver medical supplies and all that. The zip line is going to do it. California, blah, 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 blah. Well, you can go, forget about it, Mr. New Jersey Russian, because I'll tell you what, I would tell people what they need to get is barrage balloons. Get some King Kongs and some Godzillas and some Superman. Or just good old air, weather balloons. And get them on steel cable. Get them on steel metal cables, wire, okay? And you get them things on a crank out and you let them up and play games with that. You could also put some real nice fish line nets in the trees that perhaps the drones can just fly right through, you know. You can put camouflage over a certain area of your thing and let them try to come down. The minute they come down, well, then that's an invasion of my privacy and my property. And you got a sign there that says, no trespassing, we shoot to kill, you know. Castle defense system. I'm going to tell you what. This thing is all wrong, and I like what Mack, Sheriff Richard Mack, I've met him a time or two. I know Greg Evenson really likes Sheriff Mack, and I met Sheriff Mack a couple different times back in the 90s. And he backed the Clintons down, confiscates the guns and the assault weapons ban and handguns and that kind of stuff, and changed it because the sheriff is a duly elected highest constitutional authority in a county. Back in the old days, too, in Nevada, in Nye County, N-Y-E, Nye County, Nevada, they had a lot of encroachment there by the feds because they got a few of them UFO bases and stuff and that kind of stuff. But they were preventing the county from doing certain things or using a lake or using that all under the context of, federal land and you can't do it. It's no law, but we're going to tell you that it is anyway. And, martial law kind of bull crap. And old Nye County, Nevada, the old Nye County supervisor, and this to my friends in government all over the place, he got on a bulldozer and with some good people of the town cut his own road back to the lake that they didn't want anybody utilizing, okay? And it was a lake that was been put in to be utilized for recreation, fishing, small boats, what have you. But oh no, so he cut his own road. I'm going to tell you, the time for this stuff to end is the time for this stuff to end. And little Lord Fauci Roy, instead of shaking hands, you've got to quit acting like a queer there, Fauci. That's probably what you are, all right? And I'm going to tell you what. Burks, who is the Fauci clone, okay? The mentor is Fauci and all of that stuff. Well, Fauci shows up at every single one of these little parties and dances with the virus. And he may be science and all that kind of stuff, but I'm going to tell you what. He also made a real interesting telling little thing. You remember I told you the other night about Len Horowitz, emerging viruses, AIDS, Ebola, emerging viruses. I met Len a number of times. I have his book, and in his book, he gives you the information about when Congress appropriated money to create a certain virus for study purposes or whatever, made from a variation of sheep, a sheep disease and rabies, whatever the different items were that they used. And then somebody asked Fauci in the news conference the other day, did you know that there's a conspiracy theory that says that, that maybe you're always around these things and you help to create these viruses? He said, let's just let the conspiracy people just have their little conspiracies. I'm here doing real science, little Lord Fauci Roy says. And let them then write a book about it later, you see, the conspiracy people. Well, that's Dr. Leonard Horowitz, who's a dentist and also a master, a PhD, I believe, in public administration and what have you, who had a investigated the first Kimberly Brigalis case and all the different things, and he did excellent work on AIDS, Ebola, emerging viruses. And for those of you who don't know, there's a famous picture during the Austrian Holocaust portion of World War II, where there's this Nazi officer with the boots, and he's got a woman down on the cobblestones, bent over, and he's got her like under his boot, under his leather riding crop thing and all that, and pushing her down. That was Len Horowitz's mom, okay? She survived all that crap and then got taken out by a swine flu shot in the 70s, a vaccination of the swine flu in the 70s that gave her problems, and she got Guillain-Barré syndrome from that and died. That was quite an impetus for Dr. Horowitz. I remember that my mother took that exact same shot in the 70s on swine flu, and she almost died. I was hospitalized. It threw her off and totally off in a whole other world in terms of breathing and all kinds of crap. And I would tell you this. We're tired of all these people. Now, Gavin Newsom apparently has declared California a nation state. Well, the definition of a state with a capital S, which is what each of the states are, if you look at Black's Law Dictionary, in a sense, a state is a nation. And then the United, that's a little U, big S, United States, that is a group of states or nations that align each other together to form the United States. Okay, we think about them different, but in that sense, he's telling the truth. On the other hand, the article I've seen is kind of interesting, that Newsom is saying, hey, we can't get the PP&E. Because, you know, you talk to old the Wolf, now Wolf of the DHS, and oh boy, he's Wolf of the DHS, Department of Human Sacrifice. He's grown a real fashionable beard, looks cool, hut, 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 beard, hut, 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 beard, 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 hut, 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 modern fashion, hut, hut, hut. Well, I'm going to tell you what, Wolfie, you and your Operation Airlift and Air Bridge, Air This and Air That, Jade Bridge, and you know, what was it? Corona Rose? No, it wasn't Corona Rose, was it? It was Centaur Rose. All this crap you guys got. And all these anachronisms and hut, 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 and all this stuff. Well, let me tell you what. You know, there was an old town in Gonzales in Texas that said, come and take it, you know, come and take it, all right? They had a cannon there, you know what I'm saying? They told the Mexicans to come and try and take the cannon, all right? Well, I'm telling you guys, all of you hut, hut, hut people, all you jerks who want to manage the internet and do all this crap and knock people off of Skype, knock them and follow them and try to intimidate them and send your police to bring them. Now, here's another one that I heard about from somebody who's an alien among us. Not an illegal alien, just he's probably an alien. But let me just tell you. Down in Oklahoma, I believe, what is it, Aldous or Altus, Oklahoma, that area? I believe there's an Air Force base near there, what have you. And they've got a curfew, too, just like old Crowley and other places, Crowley, Louisiana, you know. We got a curfew, and you got to better get in. If you're 1 minute late, you're out your backyard. Well, then, hut, 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 we're going to take you out. SWAT team, you can kill you because you violated any executive order or a guideline. Well, in Altus, they enforce this thing real heavy, this curfew real heavy. So if you got somebody in the backyard of your house and the, you know, fence Well, that's not good enough. They're supposed to be in the house. There's a curfew. They also, down there, have apparently been arresting people for wearing N95 masks. Because only first responders and healthcare professionals are supposed to have those masks. That's a guideline. There ain't no law that says it. And it hasn't even been pronounced out there. The fact of the matter is, there is something called, you will make no law ex post facto. No ex post facto laws. You know, remember this broadcast here, we told you about the stuff early in January, very early, about what was going on in China, and we urged you to go out and get masks to protect you and your family. And many of you did. Many of you already had N95 masks that you had put back in the past. I've always said, you know, to get full-blown military-grade masks, M as a military 95, like a Mestel filter or something like that, and a good, M95 mask, made that's got all the voice box and the eyepiece so you can see good out of it and is the top quality military. But also people, instead of getting that, they could afford the N95 or the N100s, all right? So many of you went out and bought those years ago and had them. I had some of those in the past, too, all right? I had some N100s and some N95 plus the full-blown gas mask and the various equipment. Now, the fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, they're telling you that you went out and purchased this legally and everything, then you cannot have that. I'm going to tell you what. Somebody arrests you for that, you sue them for $10 million, $20 million, and you get the officer's name, the deputy's name, the sheriff's name, the every single son of a bitch in my branch and that damn town's name. All right? And you sue every one of them for $10 or $20 million. Start fighting this stuff. They pull you over, going to give you a $500 ticket because you went to your church parking lot to hear your minister on the loudspeaker. Fight every single one of those tickets. And to the minister's credit, he said, you guys got to bring a lot more tickets because I'm coming back out here. The time for this horse hockey is over. The time for the horse hockey is over. We know all of the stuff about this virus. We know where it is. And had they have not allowed the red Chinese to steal the crap from the American labs, this wouldn't be happening. Had they released it over there at the behest, perhaps, of the powers that be in the Luciferian New World Order, the Queenie of England and the Rothschild family and all of the turning taxis and the black nobility and all of the different ones, the same ones who gave you 9/11. They tried to take this country out on 9/11. They tried to destroy the economy and the collapse of the markets. People who had $300 trillion worth of wealth and were also tied in with the, guess what, local number 322 of the Skull and Bones. Do you remember Tatiana Krasnia, Putin's advisor on secret societies and on the mafias in the world? And she gave the warning prior to the fact, two times, for Russian vendors to get their money out of the stock market in the United States because there was going to be an attack. Alex Jones had the same information back in March of that year and gave it. He said, you call, tell W. Bush not to allow bin Laden to attack the World Trade Towers again. So these people at the top slots, the big Brzezinskis, and all these cats, you know, technotronic age. And now you got Bill Gates and Heinz Kissinger, you know. And what do they want to do? And maybe old Jared Kushner, who owes Soros, allegedly owes Soros, still $250 million on his 666 property in New York. Now, that's the son-in-law. That ain't President Trump, but that's the son-in-law. And maybe President Trump is naive. Maybe he's no longer in power, like some say. That's kind of interesting in and of itself. Another Kilmeade, one of his gems, which I thought was interesting this morning. He had O'Shaughnessy. Yeah, out there in NORAD, yeah, out there in NORAD, boys. Na-na-na-na. Na-na-na-na. Or you got to hurry up the secret tunnel drinking in the beer scoop there by the Broadmoor Hotel. Huh? Did you go for a drink today, this afternoon at the Broadmoor? I bet you did. But I'm going to say this. Old O'Shaughnessy was giving his, yes, we're on the thing. We tracked the Russians off of ADAC, Alaska, in our identification zone. The Russians put up a couple of their spy planes, you know, or the like our AWACS kind of a plane or, you know, one of those kind of things with the big rotary antenna. They're trying to vacuum up and see what's going on, see what the response to a penetration near the line is. And there's a lot of things going on with the U.S. military and with the Russian military. We're about ready to go to war. Part of it's been over the oil. But other parts of it are over other things, okay? And let me just see right here if I've got this queued up somewhere. Oh, here it is right here. All right. Russia accuses Trump of trying to conquer the galaxy. President Trump took a giant leap for America this week by signing an executive order outlining U.S. policy on commercial mining in space. Upon Trump signing the order entitled Encouraging International Support for the Recovery and Use of Space Resources, which gives Americans the right to engage in the commercial exploitation, recovery, and use of resources in outer space. The Russian space agency, Roscosmos, accused the U.S. of attempting to conquer the galaxy. Roscosmos said in a statement that attempts to expropriate outer space and aggressive plans to de facto seize the territories of other planets will hardly encourage other nations to participate in fruitful cooperation. Now, Sergei Salyabev, Roscosmos deputy director responsible for international cooperation, insisted that President Trump's space ambitions were the tantamount to space colonialism. And quote unquote for him, he says, there have already been examples in history when one country decided to start seizing territories in its own interests. And everyone remembers how that turned out, Chevalier said. The Kremlin said colonization with space would be unacceptable. And then it said this is not the first time Washington has outlined the need to, listen to the words here, harvest resources from space. In 2015, Congress signed a law permitting companies to extract resources from asteroids and the moon. Well, that's because people are already up there, but also, remember what I've read to you in the past, the Battle of the Harvest Moon? You remember all of that? And this is what the Russian Roscosmos are referencing in this statement, you see. And let's see if I've got it teed up here in a book. All right, let's see what we got. War in Space, Battle for the Harvest Moon. Okay. Let's see what we got right here. Okay. All right. During 1977, the beams weapons, in other words, the laser and the particle beam weapons, okay, race between the U.S. and the USSR has been razor close. The U.S. was striving to get its moon base in Copernicus Crater operational with beam weapons, while the USSR was striving for operational particle beam weapons in Earth orbit. 7/17/77, the Soviet Union launched a large twin satellite, Cosmos 929. It is manned. It is equipped with particle beam weapons. After 2 months of checkout, it blasted an American spy satellite as it passed over the Petrozavodsk Observatory in northern Russia, 9/20/77. The satellite erupted in an immense fireball in space, seen as far away as Helsinki, Finland, 300 miles away, and described as a jellyfish-like UFO in the news. On 9/24/77, the Soviet Navy abruptly expelled all foreign fishing trawlers from the Barents Sea. The Soviet trawlers in European waters were called home by 9/26/77. The Americans on the moon were almost operational with their first beam weapon, but they were too late. A second Russian twin satellite was in orbit. This one with a special neutron beam weapon, it bombarded the moon base with deadly neutron radiation throughout 9/27/77, the night of the harvest moon. And the moon base astronauts died as if from a neutron bomb, and America had lost the battle of the harvest moon. That is what Roscosmos is referencing. And the use of the word harvest and all of that is referencing that. Now that, ladies and gentlemen, is something that a lot of people don't know, but I'm going to tell you. That's the true stuff, and I remember that night. And this is my old buddy on Warren Soul Drive. I remember that night driving through that country area on a two-lane road going about 75, 80 miles an hour. And I remember the corn being high as an elephant's eye and looking up there and seeing that harvest moon. And I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, this stuff is getting ready to come to cases. Now, we got the Russians all off all of the coastlines again, per my deep background information. You got subs, other vessels. You got them in Venezuela. And with hypersonics, Venezuela, with the hypersonic to almost anywhere in the country, is just a couple, few minutes, 5-10 minutes, maybe at the most. It's not the ICBM 20 minutes, 30 minutes, the launch. No, it's like whoop, boop, boop, zip, zip, hypersonic, maybe 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes at the most. You've also got the just cruise missiles from one of their Antonovs or one of their blackjack bombers or what have you. You've got them right coming up out of the submarines off the coast. You got the guided missile cruiser. Some of their big ones down in the harbor there in Havana, Cuba. 90 miles away. Boop, boop. You whip one of them babies up out of there, launch one of them big missiles out of that thing, and zip. There goes D.C. Zip. There goes, you know, Louisiana. There goes Miami. There goes Bragg, or whatever they want to hit. They can launch others with the multiple, with the MERV stuff. Boop, 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 you know. Hit 10, 12 targets with one launch, and I'm going to tell you. But the way some of the military has been in the past on the East Coast, it's a good thing that President Trump got everybody, all the horses out of the barn, so to speak. And then at the same time, we're getting infectons out of Japan and infectons out of Vietnam on these carriers. And now wherever they're going to go, they're going to get somebody liberty. Believe you me, they're going to target whoever the sailors are, you know. And they're going to target people in port, too. They'll target SEALs, Marines, and all kind of people to try to spread the virus. Send infectons in them on the either the good old-fashioned ladies of the night or the pronouns of the night, depending on who's doing what with the jackstrap of the pink brigade crowd, you know? Now, I'm just going to say this. I get angry because of what they try to do to me, and I try to have a decent show and maybe inform you a little differently, but I'm going to tell you what. They're going to get drones now. They're going to arrest you for having a perfectly legal N95 mask that you bought at the hardware store, or, you know, Ace Hardware, or Lowe's, or Home Depot, or something like that, or Sherwin-Williams, because you could also use them for you know, dusty work or finishing drywall or painting or whatever it might be. So now they're going to do ex post facto executive orders and take you down, strap you down, take you to jail and make sure you get the crap. Now, let me tell you something else. It varies depending on your zip code, you know, and if you're, if you are in the high line of the whoppies, you're going to get your mask, going to go to your hospitals and your nursing homes and your, you know, research hospitals in New York City and Long Island and parts of New Jersey, you know. But if you are the poor hospital or if you're up, say, let's say you're up, I don't know, and there's mountains, different ones in New York, you know, New York State. Let me just get a map here. Let me quick see if I can spot this, you know, just real quick, like, you know what I'm saying? Aren't there like mountains up there? Let's see. There's Adirondacks. There's, what else is up there? Is it Allegheny? Is there the Allegheny Mountains? I believe there's Allegheny or something like that, aren't they? Well, let me tell you what. You go up in these mountain rural counties, you know, up in these good towns, good areas, all right? In the, you know, in those areas right there, and they tell, the state tells the county, when people ask for stuff, and there's several counties up in there, that although they've got coronavirus in their police and in the deputies and in the nursing homes and in the hospitals and all the stuff up in that area, they're being told by the state governor's people are telling the county administrators. Now, get this. If you live in upstate New York, file a suit on these son of a bucks, okay? File a suit against them. Get rid of your martial law. Go talk to your sheriff and tell your sheriff, hey, quit knuckling under to the tough monkey Cuomo, you know? Because what they're doing is they're taking supplies that should have gone to every hospital in that area, and they're giving them and keeping them down in the warehouse in Edison, New Jersey, for the future of New York City, or wherever. And all these supplies that Whoopi and all his people are, the bridge, the air bridge, up, 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 all this is bullcrap. Most of those masks and stuff, I guarantee you, are going to the U.S. military and not necessarily to the hospitals. Everybody, I've been told, get about half an order, a quarter a load of what they ordered up. And they're not ordering anything untoward. They don't have any N95s in a lot of those rural hospitals in the rural counties in upstate New York. They don't have any of them. And they're being told by their county administrators, telling people in the hospitals and the towns, oh, the governor and the state, we want you guys, we want you guys to get the disease, and we're going to practice the herd immunity system with you people in those rural mountain counties, all right? Alleghenies, Catskills, all the different things out in the country. Nobody can get any of the masks or any of the hand sanitizer. And I'm going to tell you, they're telling the people that they're going to have to get it, and then those that survive, they're going to test with the antibody test, you see. Oh, the great antibody. Everybody who didn't die, we're going to test you to see if you have antibodies so that we can milk you for your antibodies and you can save other people. In other words, save your betters in Albany. Save your bettors in, you know, the high end of Manhattan. Save your bettors in Brooklyn Heights in the high end, or on Long Island in the Hamptons. Maybe get the Hamptons and save a few of the people at Fire Island, too, because they deserve it. But, you know, the ones who are all of the fashionistas and stuff. And the Montauk crowd and all of that. Not your people. You don't get masks, okay? because you're not good enough to get masks, because we want to practice the herd immunity with you. Well, I'm going to tell you what, I sue them for my rights to have the ability to protect myself, okay? That's a federal lawsuit. That is a denial of human rights suit. And it should be prosecuted. There should be 100 of them against that damn governor and all of them people in the county governments up there. This stuff has got to end. There was a way he could have done it, and I told you at the beginning. When they started sending all of these people from these ships that already had the virus, they started sending them around to all these different Air Force bases all around the country and military bases. I told you somebody was trying to spread this stuff quickly, didn't I? And they sure have done it. President Trump reacted pretty quick and shut down the air, you know, from China, and did a good job on that. He could have, and he took a lot of heat for doing it. But now the week before, the few days right before that he did it, unbeknownst to him, as many as 1,500 people came in from Wuhan into New York City the week before that. And then you remember de Blasio said, go out and have a drink, go out and party, take it to the gym, we're not locking anything down in New York City. Why do you take down New York? Because the money's there, man. The big banks, the Wall Street, all of that stuff is there. And now Obama's going to come off the bench to fight for Sleepy Joe and all of them rigmarole. But let me get back to Kilmeade. Old O'Shaughnessy, General O'Shaughnessy, airbridge, bup, we're running everything, we're protecting against the Russians up there, and ADAC, and all of that. You know, Kilmeade asking, the general didn't understand exactly what he was going to get asked this question, I guarantee you. And so O'Shaughnessy is probably a decent army person. However, he's sitting in the NORAD with whatever pronoun or whatever long-legged, assistant he needs for his liaison officers, right? Liaison and secretaries and such. And they've got the good food stored away up in there, I guarantee you. They got the steaks and the lobster tail and all the good fixings. Because when the officer's mess is there, it's a little different than the enlisted or the non-com mess, you know. But anyway, old O'Shaughnessy is on there, and he's got his camouflage on, and he's looking righteous in the NORAD bunker, you know, in the mountain of Cheyenne Mountains. And old Kilmeade out of the blue asks him this question. Oh, I just to ask you, you know, some people say that you've already taken over the United States and that the president is in charge. Well, old O'Shaughnessy's eyes started blinking. He couldn't believe he was asked a question, but he's still looking at the camera straight. And then he went into one of those hypersonic blinky deals. Blink, 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 where their eyes just blink. It's like when the cops, one of the detective crew, the good old fashioned detective squad, gets the guy under the bright light, you know, in the little room and says, did you have anything to do with the killing of, so-and-so's dog, you know? And then, or, you know, were you involved in the store burglary or blah, 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 blah. And then the guy that the bright light is on starts blinking like up, up his sleeve and then turning his head up to the left or the right or looking down at his knee or whatever. Telltale and lies. And you see, they also can do that. And sometimes it caused you to be schizophrenic because you might have had a mind whack. You may have put a mind whack on you when you're in the military. They might have put you through something with the little MK programs and all the things. And the general could have had a mind whack, you see? And then sometimes that will split the personality, schizophrenia in a sense, and schizophrenia has some telltale signs of this rapid blinking sometimes, you see? Well, he rapid braked, and I guarantee you that the Joliet, Illinois Police Department, or the Peoria, Illinois Police Department, or the the high sheriff in the high sheriff down on the old Donaldsonville area of the Cajun areas, I guarantee you they would have spotted this guy as somebody who told a fib. So he said, oh, no, we still have the politicians. He didn't say President Trump or anything like that. Oh, we have a thing. We still have the politicians. Then he says this, and here's the key phrase. Oh, but we are involved with COG, with continuity of government. Oh, no, she-eyed Sherlock, you know? Ladies and gentlemen, this thing has already been taken over to a certain degree. But we've got an opportunity now to make sure that they hear you. I'll tell you what, you can just send a nice email or just a postcard saying, get rid of the martial law, let's return back to work, President Trump. President Trump, get rid of the martial law, get FEMA, get the NORTHCOM out of the picture, go back to the actual constitutional Bill of Rights system, and let's then operate under public health, and let's still do some of the things we're doing. But if you're going to force people to get a test, or if you're going like they did the guy in Dallas, now he was a little bit upset, I think, but he asked for an attorney. He asked them if they were under arrest. They said no. Yet they got him surrounded by cops and orderlies and all of that. And then he asked for an attorney, and that he didn't want to take their test or get injected with their needle. And what did they do? They sweet-talked him and got him close and got him in a chokehold and took him down onto the bed and then jammed him real quick, took the blood. Vampired his butt out and probably beat the crap out of him in the thing, and then somebody probably took a big old hypodermic and stuck it into his neck and put him out like a light. This is police activity. This is martial law, you think. This is law that has nothing to do with the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the freedom of speech, the freedom of religion, the freedom of the press, the freedom of assembly, the freedom to petition government for redress of grievance, to bear arms, because it is important to bear arms, and everybody put that in as the Second Amendment to make sure that the guarantees were there, that the First Amendment could be guaranteed, and the other amendments to follow as well. And what did old Fauci Bauchi and Burke Dirksy say? We want to identify. We want to isolate. Yeah, send you to the Heartbreak Hotel. Then we want to do contact tracing so that we can put some more people in the Heartbreak Hotel. And meanwhile, we now are up to last week 6.61 million. Before that, it was 6.6 million. Before that, 3.3 million. Unemployed, so that's about, 17 or around 17 million in 3 weeks. But that does not count the people. Those are the only people that got through on the telephone. Or did you see the line around the block at one of the Florida unemployment offices? They ain't 6 feet apart because they had thousands of people. And I guarantee if you had to go to the restroom and you were in the middle of the line and you're about an hour out and you leave the line, then you're no good. They ain't going to let you back in the line, you see. Got to go find the pie, you know, the pork potty or whatever. So consequently, there's also people calling and emailing and all this stuff. Then half the people who have applied for these loans, the actual smaller businesses, they can't even get the loan, and they can't even get an acknowledgement that their loan was received, the application. So all of this stuff is baloney, and they haven't done anything, and nobody's getting it. We'll see if anybody gets these checks. And, oh, what do you want to do? Oh, what, you want to get quick? Give your bank account up to the IRS. Give them all their numbers and all the stuff, you know. To identify, isolate. The isolation means they would like to put you, if you've got the disease, into a heartbreak hotel, you see. One of these warehouses with a cot. And then do contact tracing so that all your family members can get rounded up. Ladies and gentlemen, this stuff is no joke. No joke. Riverside, California, that sheriff, what's his name? I forget his name. Chama, Cheda, Chaga, whatever spelling name in Riverside County, California. You cannot wear N95 masks. Those are only for first responders and for medical personnel. Well, excuse me, hi, Sheriff, Riverside County, California. Excuse me, buddy, I bought mine, and I was a paid contractor, and I got mine and paid good money for it. You're going to try to arrest me for that crap now? Well, I'm just trying to protect myself or my family for the mask that has been fully available and is still available to order. You can still order them without a problem if you're willing to pay about $20 a mask. And then, oh, there's 30 million, 300 million being forced. Gavin Newsom said he ordered 200 million and he distributed them because he couldn't get FEMA to get anything to him. I believe that. All right? Oh, boy. And they tell Trump that it's all handled and it is not all handled. So they want to continue to suspend the Constitution and do all of this crap? Well, I believe you mean. It ain't right. Cuomo, no public hearings held before he's got a new executive order. Number 202.15, continuing temporary suspension and modification of laws relating to the disaster emergency. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, when old Hawk tells you that the Trading with the Enemy Act of 1917, basically from a legal standpoint, declared you as a citizen as a enemy of the United States. Okay? And then the Trading with the Enemy Act of 1917 has amended 1933 with suspended rules in Congress, where they had a very small number of people, okay? They never had a quorum, but they had Frankie the Limper at the president ready there. They had a small number in the House and the Senate. They were all sitting there together. And right on December the 24th, they did Trading with the Enemy Act 17 is amended 1933, a.k.a. also known as the Emergency Powers Act, which basically Congress abdicated its role and a lot of its powers, although they kept some out there for window dressing so as not to alert the people out in the hustings, okay? That's you out there, folks. That's me, everybody out here. But that declared a national emergency basically has to do with the crash of 29 and another bankruptcy of the quote-unquote corporate United, the capital U, United States, capital States of America, the corporation. In case you ever used to look back in the late 80s or 90s, you could go in and you could go into Delaware. You can't do it anymore because you'd have to know where to go to look, and you got to know the exact number before to find it. But you used to be able to find that Social Security was a corporation registered in Delaware, that the IRS is a corporation, that this thing is a corporation, okay? just can't really find that out anymore. But we did find all that stuff out in the 90s, that most states, and within the states, most states are vassals of the federal government because during the Great Depression, many of them took, you know what one of the things they took? They took the conservation, like to make parks or to build some cabins out at your little state park or whatever. The Civilian Conservation Corps, they took money down at the county levels. Now you've got all the cities and the counties in the last number of years getting all of the bees, getting all of the, you know, full automatic AR-50, you know, M4s, getting the sniper rifles, the night vision, all of the stuff. Some of them getting heavier duty, you know, small tanks and large APCs, armored personnel carriers, up-armored Humvees, machine guns, all the stuff for SWAT, 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 SWAT. Where you have little towns in Missouri of about 1,000, 2,000 people have a SWAT team, and they got a whole big load of stuff from the federal government back 2 years ago. Grain Valley, Missouri. You can check it out. You got a like Lenexa, Kansas. I mean, they can fight a war with the Russians on the plains. They can be out in the... be out on the west side of Lenexa and then go toe-to-toe with the Russians for a few days with the armored stuff they've got. And this is nothing compared to L.A. and places like that. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are under a martial law. We've been under a state of emergency since 1933 that only the President of the United States can rescind. That's been modified up and down, and there have been various times when there's been more awareness and attempts by Congress to reassert their authority constitutionally. But there's a reason that we haven't declared a war, you see, because you're not under that anymore. You can go to federal courts and they'll tell you, I want to demand my constitutional rights. You'll have a judge look at you right in the eye and say, we don't operate under that. Okay? Or you go to some kind of a weird state court or a chancery court or something like that, and they'll say, well, I demand my constitution. We don't operate under the U.S. Constitution. Or he'll tell you that they operate under some kind of UCC, Uniform Commercial Code. They'll say, well, there's a Uniform Commercial Code, then there's a Uniform Commercial Code, and there's some of them are over here and some are over there. And then, well, we do that by contract because the federal government gave us the stuff. We signed a contract with them that we would do whatever they told us to do when it came to martial law. And that's M-A-R-T-I-A-L, as in martial arts. Martial law, which means military law. So I'm going to tell you what. I like what Sheriff Richard Mack had to say. And I read it in the article there at Common Sense Show. Okay? Article. Hodges, Dave Hodges. And he had Mack, I believe, saying it. And Greg Evenson used to tell me about the same stuff. We used to talk about it all the time. God bless Greg. He's up in heaven with the Lord Jesus. Probably in a boot camp, getting shined up to come on down on an airborne drop, on a halo drop from heaven to when the time comes and Jesus comes back to clean the clock on the Lucy's. And oh, Bill Gates, he wants you to get mandatory vaccination, or you don't get to buy or sell. You don't get to go to a sports game. You don't get to do any of that. We know, Gates, there's some people you hired back a number of years ago to look at your underground base there at your house to evaluate it. And those people know where your flaws were at, but they may not have told you. So that's not a threat. It's just that you think you're all sitting pretty, and maybe you're not there. Maybe you're down in Patagonia looking out on a sunset, a sunrise, okay? From some little mountain Erie, all right, with one-way glass. But I'm going to tell you what. The Lord Jesus sees you. Our Father in heaven sees you. He knows you've been involved with Planned Parenthood and the baby killing. He knows your daddy was involved with it. He knows about Margaret Sanger, the Nazis. He knows about the Bush family, the Rockefeller family, and all the eugenics and how they took over the New York blood banks and all of that stuff. And then how they then funded the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute in Germany. And then how that all became Mengele stuff and all of the stuff. And isn't it interesting that where Mengele lived for a while in Paraguay, there by the Tres Puntas, the different areas in the largest aquifer. So you got the biggest aquifer in the world that's untapped. What is it, Brazil, Paraguay, Argentina, the different areas right there. Up there in that old river. Old Mengele lived up there for a while. Well, that's the same area where the Bush planned, our Musto family, bought their 99 gajillion hectares or whatever of land up in there. That was done a number of years ago. So all of these upper-end Lucys want to start grinding you. They're giving orders to the police. They're giving orders to the military. They're going to start coming to grind you, and I'm going to tell you what. Right there in the old Declaration of Independence. The old Declaration of Independence, which is a law of the land as well. I mean, it really is. And old Hawk was at Monticello, where old Tom Jefferson lived, all right? And that's where I bought this little book. But when a long train of abuses that usurpation, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them, meaning people in the United States, under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. That is the law of the land. That is the Declaration of Independence. And I had relatives. I ain't going to tell you which one. I had two relatives sign the Declaration and one signed the Constitution. Don't go into the Luciferian knife that fight. If you can help old Hawk stand here, be sure and do so. Ladies and gentlemen, may the Lord protect you against all evil.